Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams, out of Windhoek, Maryland, in the USA. I'd like to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning in, Blog Talk Radio, and all the social media platforms. I invite your family and friends to tune in every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock for about 15 minutes. We do prayer time together, prayer for our children, our students. And every Monday, and that's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and every Monday on Blog Talk, we have at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do a half an hour show, which deal with other issues. But on Tuesday, it's prayer time. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne to give you thanks and praise and all power and glory belong to you. We thank you for this time that I have to come together to lift up your students, your children, so they can hear your voice and know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one come to you but through you, Jesus Christ, the one true living God. We love you. We give you all the honor and glory. And all power belong to you, Father God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to you. They say that is the highest praise. And we pray that our actions, our walk, our love, represent praise and worship towards you and in you. Because, again, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We ask these and all things in your holy righteous name, Jesus. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. If you have any kind of issues on the weekend, I pray just put on onto God, ask him to help you through it and just believe him for it. Seek his face, seek his answer. Too many times we do, and I know I have a bad habit. But for one later years, you always want to, it seems like we always want to ask somebody their opinion, how they feel about this, how they feel about that. And most of the time, people don't feel the same way you feel about things. And their answer is not going to always going to be a sound answer, wisdom, answers that God would want you to have. So always seek the kingdom of God. Ask God for his answer to that question. Not to say you can't ask nobody, but be very selective, very careful, very prayerful who you have given you or guided you, whatever the issue is you're dealing with. Whether they went through a situation similar or not, go went through something you're dealing with. You still have to be very selective because everybody don't have your well-being. And some people call themselves having it, but they don't know, had no clue. So take it to the altar of God. He is the answer to our prayer. You know, July this week in this country, they celebrate Independence Day. And we want to lift up the children who are fighting for their independence around the borders and across the world, but especially in this country. So I wish they could hear me, but I pray in the spirit they can be fighting for y'all to be free from them cages they had placed y'all in and had in there to call them facilities or whatever they want to call them. Free the children. Free the families who are dealing with this immigration situation, as well as innocent people who is incarcerated, and they know they're innocent, and people who were fighting, who stood up against racism, who still incarcerated for standing up for the rights of others, political people who still in prison pray for their freedom. We must pray for each other. I hear a lot of stuff on TV. People tell me, oh, people, I don't want to hear about prayer no more. I don't want to hear this and that. I understand the heartache of most of the time the people who tell my friends they don't want to change nothing. Like some of the policy maker, oh, we're praying for you. But some people use the word prayer as pray for you. They're praying on somebody. They're not praying for you. They're praying on you. So be very careful how they play with the words. And if they're going to pray for you, prayer equal to action, like faith. Without works you did. Prayer without works you did too. Not all the time God calls us to do something, but some things as far as prayer, you have to do something. Especially some things you can just pray and you don't have to do nothing. Just you pray and you keep the faith. That's the action right there. Just believing that God's going to do it. And then some things require you pray about it. You stand firm and you believe God's going to make it happen, but God wants you to do something also. And like you ask for wisdom, understanding and comprehension, then you have to read, you have to study, you have to listen to what God's saying and imply whatever he's saying. And so we have to keep that in mind too. So right now, for the people who are saying praying, as we pray for the people at the border, we're praying against racism, praying against the injustice in the world. We must take a stand. Some of y'all are taking a stand against bullying in your classroom, in your school, in your own home. Some of y'all are taking a stand when some of y'all are physically taking a stand, y'all are able to go there to where different things are taking place to help people. Some of y'all take a stand by donating when you're able to different causes to help people who can get there and travel and get the needs or whatever they must have. So it's so many different ways to take a stand, different forms of action that goes along with the prayer and standing in faith. So as we on this line praying for the students, I have a different twist on the idea about the weaponry, but the reason why, because the enemy knows how to play people against one another. Old Testament, I know they said the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but David had a slingshot to take out the enemy. People shouldn't go to school. You got to be careful. Some of these video games and stuff they make, is it anything or teaching people how to react in situations, or is causing a problem, doing some kind of, I can say hallucination, the wrong word, is programming of somebody's mind. What's that word? Oh, Jesus. Brainwashing, you know, hypnosis. So we have to be careful. I pray that in a country that want everybody be under their feet, we have to protect ourselves. We have means to protect ourselves. But that does not mean the right people have to have the armor to protect. It's not always military and police officers. Families must have those things that is be accessible to things too, protect their family. But we're living at a time where people want to take over groups and groups of people, want no one except for their very narrow group to make it. You know, they want segment, they want person, whoever it is, whatever it may be. You know, you got a series of bugs and then you got butterflies and you have birds, but it's a certain type of, all kinds of bugs, but wrong certain type of bug want to rule the world. All the bugs just want you to leave them be. Some birds want to come after you. So you got to be very watchful what we do and prayerful. So I'm going to prayer now for the children. Let me do this. I'm going to Matthew 8. Verse 10. When Jesus heard it and marveled and said to them, "Thou Father, right, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." And I said unto you that men should come from the east and the west to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom should be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the same hour. We got to stand up for holiness, stand up for righteousness. Matthew 18:10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven the angels do always behold the faces of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Jesus came to save those in which is lost. So we have to fight for everyone. We have to share the gospel the best way we can. Sometimes in that action, you can share, can save too many people, because when we fight for justice, and you work for them, people want to know who you are, what you're about, what you believe in, and you're able to share the gospel. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne, praying for the students around the world. Some is out on summer vacation. Some have summer school. Some is in summer colleges and university. And summer internships. And some may not be well. We ask for healing for their body. We ask that you protect all the children, no matter what they're doing this summer. Not only in the United States, but around the world, God. We ask that you move the hand of the oppressor from them. Whether it's the government, their own country, military, police, family member, loved one, supposed to be loved one, neighbor, community, remove siblings. Move the oppressor, move that negative force, all stronghold, dear Jesus. We come to you believing that all things are possible for those who believe, and we ask in God. He's done so many miracles, we know, is written inside this great book. And we know miracles take place in a form or fashion. And we asking for a mighty miracle, and I'm asking and believing, whether it's just me or 10,000 people saying, or millions of people praying this prayer. I'm asking, believing you, that you lift the hand of the oppressor off the people at the gate, bringing the families back together again, and getting them out of those prisons, those camps. And dear Jesus, they like to put people in camps, the enemy. And they put Africans on ships and had us or cramped up in a prison somewhat where it was made all tight, no water, no food, and suffocating and dying in our own feces and urine. Dear Jesus, please save us. Or they put the Jewish people, I understand, the concentration camp. We have to be very, very careful. Japanese Americans know about the camps. We just ask you, God, it's inhumane, it's ungodly, and it's not your will, regardless of how so many people claim to be yours. So we ask that you remove their hands from off your people. We ask for justice for the young man who got killed by the police officer and so many people who got killed by an officer who feels that that life wasn't worth saving or being. We ask that you allow people to learn your truth, hear your word, and be able to create a life that's beautiful, loving, and kind towards their people, their nation, their neighbors, their community, and other communities and nations. So we know we're in heaven. It's not going to be, at least I don't believe, a place where you can say, Africans here, whites here, Hispanic there, Native American there. We're all going to be mixed up. Those who are your children will be in glory with you. And we want to thank you for that opportunity and that fact and that truth. But we pray on this earth, we say, as in heaven, as the Lord prayer says. So we pray while we're here on while we're here on earth, that we have life, life more abundantly. That's what your word is saying, and which we believe you for. As many people who want peace, we pray we get peace. And those who love destruction, who like chaos, who let the oppressed people, let them be on an island, let them be somewhere by themselves, draw them together away from your people. They can go out into the abyss. In your holy, righteous name, dear Jesus, this is my humble prayer. That the children who are in school for summer school have a wonderful learning experience, that they get them grades up. And the children who go in there for regular academics, this college, they have a wonderful summer course. And those who are taking up courses, maybe they're not taking summer school for us to make up a grade, but they're taking it to advance themselves when they go back to school, preparing themselves for college, or just want to learn stuff. There's so much stuff to learn on the computer. You don't have to leave the house to learn so much information. So we just pray to give them eyes to see, ears to really hear, a heart to receive, a mind to understand and comprehend. And we ask all the different ways they try to attack us through the food, through the water system, through the medication. There's so much stuff that's breaking down the human spirit, the human mind, the human physical being, to be as you are, to remove all weapons against us. Because like you were saying, no weapon form against us shall prosper. Every time that rise up against us, you shall condemn. We are your chosen, God, and we declare victory in your holy name, Jesus. For all who's on the call, for all the students, their parents, their loved ones, the guardian, the grandparents, the aunts, uncles, the cousins, the neighbor, the community, all who lift up your name, Jesus, and all, no matter where they are in the world, we pray for them. Whether they are born again Christian, or maybe they're not a Christian at all, but if they listen to this, we pray they find your feet and hear your voice and seek your face and seek truth. And anybody on this call, I invite you to the must. Beautiful, awesome God that ever can be, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior and Redeemer. Ask him to your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Ask him, just talk to him. Tell him you wonder who he is. Tell God that you want to know the truth. The God is what's on the world, whatever you may have been taught or not taught. So I don't want to know something what she's saying. I want to know what is the truth. If what she's saying the truth, then fine. But I want you to know the truth for yourself. When you say, you're going to say, well, okay, my mama, pop, my sister, brother, my culture, my country, my ethnicity say this, but this is what I know for myself. The God spoke to you. Seek him. Talk to him. You can talk to God. Don't let nobody say you can't, because you can. And in Jesus' holy name, have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Stay cool wherever you at, to get plenty of fluid in you. If you can't, leave the soldiers alone. I know they can be frustrating sometimes when you got icing or whatever, but if that sugar can drain you during the summertime, so try to get some water. If you can, put some lemon in your water, put some cucumber in your water. If you can get some Gatorade or Pediat, the drink they give children, and get the electrolytes. Keep the electrolytes in you. So just stay mindful of that. And if you can take a healthy vitamin, take a vitamin that will help you with things you lose during the summertime. Most important, get it from your fruit and your vegetables. Again, y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining me today. Goodbye.